The stalemate between the Florida House and Senate over whether to expand Medicaid also means it's unlikely that Florida hospitals will see an extension of the federal low-income pool program. The program provides funds for hospitals treating uninsured low-income patients. WGCU's John Davis reports that creates challenges for healthcare systems in Southwest Florida.
The Florida House adjourned early this week without a budget in place because of an impasse over a Senate plan to expand Medicaid to some 800,000 Floridians. Billions in federal dollars is also at stake as the Obama administration has signaled that without an approved Medicaid expansion plan, an extension of the low-income pool or LIP program is unlikely. That funding is set to expire June 30th. Lee Memorial Health System receives about $48 million a year in LIP funding, and Naples Community Hospital Healthcare System receives about $7 million. NCH President and CEO Dr. Alan Weiss says these political unknowns create budgeting challenges, but local healthcare systems are in a better financial position to shoulder the losses than other hospital systems with high indigent patient loads.
At the Florida Hospital Association, we've spoken about what to do for the other hospitals that are in very precarious financial condition. Fortunately for Southwest Florida, Lee Memorial is very healthy. We're very healthy as a system, but we still need to be cognizant of what's going on in the state and figure out how best to help everyone.
Last week, the state's chief economist, Amy Baker, told senators the loss of LIP funding over the next 5 years would mean a loss of 20,000 jobs in Florida and could cause about 50,000 people to move out of state. Lee Memorial Health System President and CEO Jim Nathan says Florida's healthcare industry is being closely monitored.
We just got our updated bond ratings from Standard & Poor's and Moody's just this week, and they're watching us very carefully. They gave us a stable rating on where we are today, but they also held it in abeyance, wondering what's going to happen with this funding. We have physicians that are asking the question as we try to recruit them to come to this community, will the revenue stream be there?
Nathan says despite looming budget questions, Lee Memorial continues to grow and expand. John Davis, WGCU News.